many agencies told their employees not to respond because a lot of federal employees work with classified information, or there were concerns that putting a whole bunch of information about what the government was doing into these emails could be easily hacked by people, could be easily leaked by people. So there was a lot of pushback from within the federal government, including some of Trump's own cabinet members.
And last night, Musk repeated his threat about potential job loss after the Office of Personnel Management said responses to his orders were optional. The House is expected to vote on a budget plan this week. CBS's Nicole Killian has more from Capitol Hill.
Speaker Mike Johnson is trying to shore up support for President Trump's legislative agenda. He met with several GOP lawmakers Monday night as the House prepares to take up a budget resolution. The measure includes additional spending for border security and defense and extends the president's tax cut.
In Rome, where it's 9 a.m., the Vatican has just issued a statement saying critically ill Pope Francis rested well during the night. Under President Trump's direction, the United States split from European allies by refusing to blame Russia for its invasion of Ukraine in votes on three resolutions on ending the war Monday. This, as CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab tells us, Ukrainians have been dealing with war now for 3 years.
So many Ukrainians are asking themselves tonight just what is an acceptable loss after having already lost so much. Remember, this is a country that has seen entire cities destroyed, tens of thousands of Ukrainians killed. And now here we are 3 years into this grinding war and the very real possibility that they may be pressured into giving up territory to Vladimir Putin.
In South Korea, officials there say three people are dead and five others are injured after a bridge collapse south of Seoul. Reporter Alex Jensen.
Dramatic footage shows the structure collapsing, leaving only large piers standing as construction workers had reportedly been using a crane to move steel beams between the piers. With emergency responders swiftly arriving at the scene, acting President Choi Sang-mok ordered the deployment of all available rescue resources.
U.S. delivery service DoorDash will give nearly $17 million in settlement money to drivers in New York State between May 2017 and September 2019. They accused the company of swindling them out of tip money by applying it toward their base pay. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. You time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
How do you feel about self-driving cars? Are you like most Americans?
Most Americans remain skeptical and leery of self-driving cars and trucks. That's according to AAA's latest survey on autonomous vehicles. Greg Brannon is Automotive Engineering Director at AAA.
We found that 13% of consumers said that they would trust riding in a fully self-driving vehicle.
Brannon says most drivers want automakers to focus on advanced safety technology. Jim Krasulis, CBS News.
Good news for daytime soap opera fans. Beyond the Gates is the first black-led soap opera on network television and the first network soap since 1999. CBS began airing Beyond the Gates Monday. The show centers around four generations of the Dupree family in an affluent Maryland gated community, supposedly modeled after Prince George's County outside Washington, D.C. in Maryland. And the promos promise drama, joy, and of course, heartbreak. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a slight rain chance out there for the overnight before clouds break late. Temperatures dropping to the lower to middle 30s. Our winds light out of the southwest. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies with afternoon highs in the middle 40s. Right now, it's 40.
I'm Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
Together, that should be so easy to do. if you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the healthy dinner out of my heart. We'll be right back.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Later.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Walking down the street singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good,
looked good.
She looked fine,
looked fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing single day singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Thank you.
makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of a Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Myself because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No,
to come now. And that it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You never walk alone. And you're forever talking on the phone. I try to call you names, but every time it comes out the same. Here comes my baby. She comes now, and then it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now, walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. Baby, here she comes now.